Welcome to the Tailored Life Podcast. This is the podcast for average individuals to become above average individuals. That is what we do, and that is what we talk about on this show. Whether we are talking mindset, life, business, training, nutrition, all of the above, this is a podcast for average people to become extraordinary. Ordinary to extraordinary, average to above average, in your health, in your fitness, in your life. I'm very excited to talk today because I love doing this show. I love podcasting. I love talking into a mic. I feel like this is my special power, and I could probably do this. I almost do this every single day. Between coaching calls, coaching videos, podcasting, I am always teaching on the mic, and I love it. Today's going to be a Q&A. We're going to dive into some questions. We got three main ones, but before we get into these three questions for today, I do want to talk about something that I am so unbelievably excited for and has been long in the making, the Tailored Trainer. This has been literally something I've been working on. I need to go look. I should have looked before this podcast, but I don't prepare well enough, if I'm being honest. I should have looked and seen, when did I start this journey? When did I first start building the Tailored Trainer? But I want to kind of go over the evolution of it, what my goal was when I first created it, what the goal is now, what you're going to find in there, the price, all that kind of stuff. Because as you are listening to this, we are just days away from it launching. So the Tailored Trainer app will be live in the App Store, Google Play, and App Store by Apple. I don't know if it's iTunes or what, but Apple App Store, August 28th. So literally next Monday, next week, 28th of August, this goes live. And if I got my schedule correct, if I looked at things properly and Travis told me the right days that I'm thinking, then you are listening to this if you listen to it right when it aired on the 24th, which means we are just days away from this app launching. So let me talk on it. First and foremost, the app is a workout app. So that's one question I get a lot about is, is there going to be nutrition available? Is there nutrition created? And no, there's not. And there never will be, to be honest with you. So I'm gonna put that out there right now, and I'll explain why. Nutrition is a very individualized aspect. That's what we do a lot of in our coaching. We also do a lot of the training aspect for some individuals too. But the truth is, you know, if I have 100 guys or gals that want to build muscle, get lean, and generally kind of get strong, like, right, I'm going to be able to write a 4-day split that is going to work for all those guys, and another 4-day split is going to work for all those girls. And I say all those guys and then all those girls because there is a difference in training men versus women. I know a lot of people say there's not, but the truth is when you start to get above just the general movement, there is. I mean, if somebody's like, I've never trained in my life, I don't care about like building muscle or getting lean or aesthetics or anything, I just want to generally feel good, get a little bit stronger, maybe improve my aerobic system for immune health and cardiovascular health. Yeah, super basic. We don't need to do anything. Push, pull, squat, hinge, something for your core, fundamental movement patterns, do some cardio, you're gonna be fine, right? But this app is not built for that. This app is for the people, like I said in the intro, the average people who are looking for above average results and want to live an above average life inside of an above average physique. And so for those individuals, they've been training a while, right? And so but back to the point, there's no nutrition in this app because nutrition cannot be individualized. Nutrition cannot be generalized for a group. Really can't. Like, you can give general principles, and I do a lot of that on the podcast, right? I'll tell you about macros and protein and give you the principles of science because it's true. There are principles inside of nutrition research and body composition change, hormones, stuff like that. But the reality is that the metabolism is a dynamic thing, right? So it's going to be different depending on the individual we're working with. Everybody has a different amount of muscle. Everybody has a different amount of fat. Everybody has different lifestyles, movement patterns, stress, injury history, metabolic history, hormonal fluctuations. Like, there's just so much that goes into it. So you can give general advice for nutrition, and there's like great aspects of a group for accountability, but neither one of those are truly about nutrition, right? So individualizing nutrition means I am creating a nutrition plan for you. And I can't do that in an app that automates things. And I can't do that in an app where I create a program and a bunch of people can follow. So there's not going to be any nutrition in there. Now, there is an exclusive library. So a lot of you coaches and anybody who is really into training, into the science of fitness and nutrition, into the coaching side of things, like whether you're a coach or not, you just love learning about this stuff. And maybe that's why you listen to this podcast, is mainly for the training and nutrition education. There's going to be a whole video library in there that's strictly for the app, meaning we've already put a bunch of videos in there to start with, and we're going to be slowly drip feeding them in there. So we have some that we haven't released in there yet that we're still working on. And there's going to be more that I film as we go and I put into the app. But, you know, like basically seminar style presentations, but shorter. I'm not going to talk for an hour in each video, but breaking things into specific topics, whether we're talking about muscle damage and really going over the process of muscle damage and soreness and teaching you what soreness is, what muscle damage is, what it means, what to do when you are sore, so on and so forth. Or we're going in the trenches and I show you some tips, right? Like the trainer tip videos in there are really cool. They're one of my favorites. And the goal with that was like, if you were training with me, like if you were hanging out with me in the gym and we were going through a workout, what would be the little things that I teach you, right? What would be the little things that I'm cueing you on as you do exercises and so on and so forth? And so we created videos like one off the top of my head is a lat exercise video where like instead of me just showing you a demonstration of an exercise, because there's hundreds of exercises in the app with those too, the trainer tip videos are literally like me going over like, hey, if you have lats that don't like to activate and you keep doing these general like pull downs and pull ups and you're trying to figure out how to get your lats to really feel engaged and get a good full range of motion, let me show you how the body works. Let me show you the anatomy of the app and let me take you through a movement pattern with some cues to show you how to get that thing working. So you literally have like a trainer in your pocket that's teaching you, hey, can't feel this muscle, do this. Hey, like this movement doesn't feel well, this exercise, this machine isn't vibing with you. Like, let me show you how to do it properly. Let me show you how to tweak this to make it even better. Like, they're really, really cool. So I'm excited for those, but we have a whole video library that's going to be going there. And the cool thing about that is they literally won't be posted anywhere else. Like they're not going to be like, people aren't going to see these on Instagram as reels. They're not going to see these on YouTube as videos. These are strictly for the app. So there's always going to be exclusive content created by me that with the goal and the intention of getting you to feel like you're training with me in the gym, right? That's the whole point of the Tao Trainer, is like to have a pocket trainer, me in your pocket, essentially, so you can work out with me in the gym, right? So that being said, I'm very excited about that. And those are going to be really good. The app is again, there's no nutrition in there, but there will be some nutrition education in those videos. Now, the other aspects of the app that I really want to touch on, and there's a lot of plans I have for it in the future that I didn't want to implement yet because I wanted to just focus on the training aspect. I wanted to make the best possible training app. And once I knew, and really once I know, because as it goes and I get feedback and you guys are going through the programs and you're progressing and you're tracking your weights and you're doing using all the features and functions in the app, I'll be able to really like determine what the next step is, what the next implementation is. Do we want to make it so that you can follow along your workout on your Apple Watch, which is on our list? Do we want to implement the habit tracker, which is on the list, right? Like there's little things that I've been waiting for, but for now I'm like, I want to get people my programs and I want to get it to them in a way that's really, just has a great user experience and it looks really aesthetically pleasing and you can follow along and track your progress and it's all my updated programs. And then it's a hub for like content that I can give you exclusively because, you know, I put out a lot of content, but there's a lot of things that I don't put out on social media that I want to be behind a paywall. If I'm being honest with you, I put out hours and hours and hours of content and I work hours and hours and hours behind the scenes to make the hours and hours and hours of content on top of just it being out there and being published and so on and so forth. So at a certain point in your career, you learn that you can make even higher level content that might not be appropriate for the public because it's very niched or maybe it doesn't fit the algorithm and so on and so forth. But if you are paying for it and you utilize it because you have the accountability of paying for it, it's gonna be night and day, you know? And the reality is too, is look at any, and I did this because I went and bought every training app I could think of or knew about to see how they were doing it. But I don't know of any apps that actually coach you in there, right? All the apps have programs and that's great because I think that, you know, there's some that are AI, which will like auto generate a program for you, but you have to have a certain degree of knowledge in order to make that work. And then there's other ones that are just influencers. And it's like, this bro is really popular because he looks great, but he doesn't know how to program. He's not a trainer. He's an influencer, right? And that's a problem, you know? And then there's ones that are like these at home, like workouts, which is great. And like, there's a place for it, but what about the gym? What about people who want to go to the gym? They want a science-based program and they want to be able to do it the right way, progress along, and they want to be able to trust the program. That's what this is about, right? And on top of that, not only do these other apps not really have great programming, if I'm being just completely honest, they just don't. Like the best training apps are things like True Coach, where you in trainerize, but they don't give you programs. You have to program inside them. All the other training apps are just based on influencers and shit, which is really crazy because as I was developing this, I realized there's really not many apps out there that give you a great program on top of that. Like I know of a lot of great strength coaches who have not invested the time or the money to put out an app. They have eBooks still, they sell PDFs and they do coaching, right? And if you're going to coach them, great. But if you want something that's cheaper, which is $29 a month for us, and I've had a lot of people seeing the creation and going, so how much are you going to charge for this one? And I'm like, oh, it's going to still be $29 a month. And they're like, wait, so you invested a year of your time, because it's been about a year, maybe more. Actually, it's been at least a year. It's been probably more than a year developing this app, probably over $100,000. And you're not going to charge more? Like you're just going to keep it at 29? Yes, I am. And the reason for that is pretty simple. I want to create something that actually helps people for the rest of my life. Like I don't want this to be like some big launch that we make a bunch of money up front and people pay for painful stuff. And then it's like, cool, we made a bunch of money, but I don't give a shit about the app. I'm not going to invest in it. It actually, the user experience sucks and blah, blah, blah. No, like I actually brought on a partner and gave him a piece of this company because and he's not anybody in TCM. So people listening, I know you don't know who he is, but he's a great guy and he's a developer and he's also somebody I've helped lose weight and he's training in the gym and stuff like that. So he knows what he's doing in the gym, which makes it even better. But he's such a perfectionist with the tech side that we're not going to allow an app to just be good programs or just be an influencer's face behind the scenes, right? This is an app that is not only great programs and great coaching with videos, it's also an app that actually works well and it actually has cool features and functions. And we actually have like a roadmap of plans to make updates and added features and things like that. And we're not gonna ever charge more. So once you're in for $29 a month, and we add new features and you get new cool stuff, you're just getting extra value for the price you pay. That's it, all it is, right? Which is huge. And again, it's a legacy move for me. Like my goal is not to make, you know, millions of dollars with this stuff. I would have done something else if my goal was millions of dollars. Trust me, I wouldn't be a trainer and coach and stuff. Although I think you can be extremely wealthy and successful with it. My goal is to change people's lives. And my goal is to shift the way people look at things. And my goal is to change the industry and change the persona of social media and marketing and all these things, because it's just swamped with these bullshit influencers who put out garbage and they charge for it. I'm going to calm down and talk about the app again. But my point is like, I really put a lot into this to make it really good for you guys. So I'm excited about this. And this is also why we're not going to do a free trial. Like we've gone back and forth on this. I've thought a lot about it and I don't want to do some 7-day free trial, because the reality is if you're not willing to pay $29 a month, you don't really want results. So if you're hopping in for free, you're probably not serious about your training and you're probably not even going to use the app. You're just like, oh, it's free. I'll just check it out and I'll look at it. And that alters our perception of what works and what's popular and who likes it and all that kind of stuff. I want people to get value from this. And the only way you get value is if you pay for something, plain and simple. So there is no free trial, none of that stuff, but I'm also not charging more. $29 a month is dirt cheap. It's literally a fraction of what I charge, like such a small fraction of what I charge to work with me in person remotely, because I don't do in-person coaching anymore. For custom training, and it's all my training programs. So the app has a 3-day full body split. That's the only 3-day program. There is a 4-day power building split for men, and there's a 4-day power building split for women. There is a 5-day bikini competition, whether you're doing bikini or not. It's just like bikini comp physique style. There's a men's physique. So if you want to train like a men's physique athlete, which is, it's my training. So it's actually really cool. It's what I've been doing for my show. And you'll see it evolve as I've evolved throughout this prep, both the lean gaining phase and going into the prep actual part. There's performance bodybuilding, the 5-day split, my cornerstone program that I've developed. There is a push-pull leg split, 6-day split. There's, what else do we got in here? We also have a daily mobility split. And there's a couple more. We have quite a bit of programs in there. I'm very, very excited about them. And all these programs are likely going to be a minimum of 12 weeks. Some of them are 24 weeks because you need more time on the same split. And all of them are designed to basically be continuous. So one of two things, either A, by the time you get to week 24, you're going to notice that there's another 24 weeks and I'm going to keep building it out. So you can, if 5 days a week is the way you want to train and you want to train for a certain goal, 5 days a week, year round, it's going to keep working with you. You know, there's also cardio plans in there. So there's a level 1, 2, and 3 cardio plan. So if you want to do a couple days of cardio, if you want to do 5 days a week of cardio, like for fat loss purposes, that's in there. So there's a lot of really good programs in there. I'm very excited about, And yeah, $29 a month, Monday, 28th. And just like a couple more quick things of why to kind of go back on the evolution of this. I created, it's so funny because I look back and it was, my company was called Boom Boom Performance back in the day. So if anybody listening is not, is a newer listener, my nickname has been Cody Boom Boom McBroom since high school. It's a long story. And it's tied to like soccer and my older brother and stuff like that. And I kind of just inherited the name when I got to high school. And eventually I created a blog called Boom Boom Performance because it was like just my way of expressing and writing content about and trying to help people online before social media was super popular. And I was writing blogs about fitness on this website. And then it became my online company. And then I started hiring coaches and I decided I was going to change the name of the company. But before I changed the name of the company, I realized that we had so many people. Two things happened. One, we had too many people coming on board. I had myself and then eventually I had like one coach for a little bit and I was just swamped. I had too many people. We were helping tons of people. I was super happy to be overbooked essentially, but I was burning out, right? And I had to find a way to do two things. One, to condense my time so that I could save time and still help a lot of people. And two, help my coach, who was only a nutrition coach at the time, be able to provide training to the clients. Because we had people coming on board that either A, couldn't afford training and nutrition, but they needed coaching. So they would just do nutrition, but they would go to the gym and do just dumb stuff. They would be the ones that would, you know, follow an influencer's program from watching swipe videos on Instagram or downloading their app or whatever. And it was just bad programming. Or B, they would want training and nutrition and I just didn't have the time to do the programming anymore. Or C, they would be working with my coach and they needed both, but she didn't do training at the time. She just did nutrition. And so what I did is I created what I called the Boom Boom Elite. And so the Boom Boom Elite was $59 a month, not $29 a month. This is literally years ago, 4 years ago, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. So the Boom Boom Elite was literally, I just had a password protected part of the website on WordPress that you could log into and you could download your program. So there was like PDFs and Google Sheets. And, you know, realistically, I just trusted that people would sign up and they would stay month to month. And instead of just going and downloading all the PDFs and then canceling their membership, not a very good business like plan, but I trusted people. And honestly, like our clients were so great that they really did that for the most part. Nobody robbed me of my programs. And so people were paying $59 a month and doing nutrition with us, or they were just doing the Boom Boom Elite at a certain point. And it was going really well and people loved it. And I was like, this is actually really cool. It allows me to help more people. And as my team started growing, there was more people who didn't always want to do the training and nutrition side. And it allowed us to provide a cheaper way to do the training. And so eventually I switched it and I was like, all right, we're going to get everybody in True Coach. They're going to sign up for a program and then we'll add them in our True Coach to that program. And it'll allow us to basically monitor. You are kicked out of True Coach if you're not paying, right? And it was great. It was working. But it was very manually, it was a manual hassle on the back end to be like adding and moving people. And then if people want to change their programs, do anything, we had to manually do it. So my assistant was going crazy trying to do this constantly and help people out in True Coach. It was just kind of it was just a hassle and it just wasn't really flowing. Wasn't really working. And truthfully, I wanted something cheaper. I didn't want to charge $59 a month, but the work that went into it, I had to charge that much. And so I ended up seeking out a company, I'm not going to name the company, that I had the opportunity to white label an app. So they had an app and I could white label it and it would be branded for me. And we called it the Tailored Trainer because at this time we were Tailored Coaching Method now. And we dropped it to $29 a month. I use this app and this is actually what, so for anybody listening who's still paying the Tailored Trainer or is in there, we close the door so new people can't come in. But some people are still using it because they were in and we weren't going to kick them out. When this new app launches, you are going to get kicked out, but we're going to be in touch with you. So don't worry. It's not going to be like you just lose all your progress. Essentially, what's going to happen is you're going to have to go sign up for the new app. Once we see that you do, we can, we'll slowly but surely make sure that your payments line up and that you get removed from the old app, so on and so forth. It's going to be really, really easy transition over a course of weeks. So you won't lose all your data. But if that's you and you're getting ready to go on the new app, it's a completely new system. I own it. So, and it's ran through the App Store. So, the payment processing is totally different. You're just going to have to go through a different process essentially. So just reach out to us if you have questions and we'll be reaching out to you as this transition happens. But, essentially what we did is we use this company and, it worked well. I mean, like I got my programs out there. The problem I had is the user experience sucked. So if I'm being honest, and this is what happens when a tech company makes a fitness brand, this is actually truthfully, I lost about $20,000 to $25,000 in the beginning of this process, building my own app because I just got, I got hustled by a tech company that over delivered, or I'm sorry, overpromised and underdelivered tremendously. And then by the time we actually had somebody else step in, and then my business partner came into the play and we saw what was going on, it was all just bullshit. And we had to basically erase everything that was done because we couldn't use it. It was useless. So I literally threw down $20,000-$25,000 down the drain for this. But I didn't stop. I didn't stop pushing. I didn't turn around. I just kept moving forward. You know, those are the situations where I go, okay, lesson learned, God, keep moving forward. Because if you do anything else, you're just going to get stuck in life and in business. You can't like sit and just pout and worry about shit that happens to you. You got to keep moving forward. So with that being said, this company was great and they were nice people and stuff, but the app just had so many bugs. They weren't updating. They weren't improving the user experience. And a lot of people who were in the Taylor Trend, they know this, right? They've told me and I respect it and I know it. It's like, I love the programs. It works well enough. Like I'm getting my workouts in. I'm tracking my progress. Like your programming is great. That's why I pay this. But if it was more than $29 a month, I doubt they would because the user experience wasn't great. So I set out on a mission to create something that had a better user experience, something that I owned and something that I had the right to. So like this app is mine. Like I own the code to it. I own the software. I own the app itself. Like granted, Google Play and Apple, they love to take your money. So they take a, they take a fat chunk. That's for sure. But nonetheless, like this is mine. Like this is something that I've created from scratch, and I'm not the one writing the code. I've been blessed to know somebody, Lee, who I'm giving a percentage of the company to because he's done so well, and I want him to be motivated to continue to grow. And that's something really important for me to share with you guys because when you're using this app, know that it's always going to get better because there is nobody involved with this company who doesn't have ownership. It is me and it is him, right? And the reason I say that is because our ability to be successful with this is dependent on your experience to be successful with your physique. So whether you're doing nutrition with us or you're just doing nutrition with somebody else or you just need workout plans or whatever it is, or you just listen to the podcast and you want to support me and you're like, I just love Cody's stuff. I want to support him by paying for the app so I can get some content. I promise you the videos that you're going to get in there are worth the $29 alone. If you're a coach and you're like, I need fresh ideas on how to coach my clients, maybe you don't use the app, but you want to take some of my programming tips and tricks and the videos and look at how I plan stuff, the app's great for you. That's worth $29 a month because you're going to constantly learn. And every month, there's going to be new updates. There's going to be new features. There's going to be new programs. There's going to be new content being put out. And I say all this because it's so important for us to stay updated or else we know that it's not going to be successful. Whereas a lot of times influencers are not actually in charge of their app. Somebody else pays them to be the face. And so they don't really have much buy into it. They're like, I got paid already. Like I'm going to get paid no matter what. These people got to make sure that they're listening to the customers and they're doing the work. But no, like I'm in the fire. Lee is in the fire. So like our success with this app and this app's legacy to change the industry and to become something that is a evergreen product that continues to grow and is really generating a lot of revenue because we are helping so many people is 1,000,000% dependent on it being a good experience and the programs being so damn good that you get undeniable results. Like straight up. And I'm very excited about it because that's a lot of effort and that's a lot of passion poured into this project. Like I can't even tell you where, I probably could, I don't know. I'm not going to, cause it's not my like place to do so. But, where Lee actually works full time outside of this is a really impressive thing. So you got somebody behind the scenes that is like the shit for lack of better terms in this field. And, how I met him was just so crazy. It just happened to be a neighbor who like the one neighbor in this cul-de-sac I lived in that I got along with, literally him and his wife, the only ones out of everybody. I don't live there anymore. And he ended up being into like CrossFit and then he got into some like bodybuilding stuff and he wanted to lose weight. So I took him through some coaching and got him to lose weight. And we've just been buddies and stuff. And when I was struggling with this company and I was losing money and finding out that I was basically getting duped, my wife was like, why don't you just reach out to Lee? You know, he works for so-and-so and does this kind of stuff. And it was like a light bulb moment. I was like, no kidding. I did not know that is what he did. Hit him up. He was like, I've always wanted to do this. Let's go. You know, so it's just been a really, really cool thing. And it's taken so long. And I've been just, there's so many people that have reached out and have been like, hey man, like, when's it coming out? Like, hey man, I'm waiting, you know? And I hate having to say like, we're almost there. Or like, hey, we had a slight delay. But the truth is just it's a big project and there's a lot that goes into it. And he's such a perfectionist that at this point I had to literally be like, dude, we're launching no matter what. I'm using it. It works. I can do the programming. Everything's there. We're going to run into things that people think we should improve or features we should add in. That's just part of it. We can't wait for that stuff. The app works. The user experience is great. Let's just go. So it's coming out. We're launching it. And I just wanted to share a little bit on it because I think, you know, I've poured my heart and soul into this and it's something I really want to develop over time. And I just hope that you guys like it. And I hope that you support it. I hope that you guys jump in and you sign up. Again, it's $29 a month. We're not doing some, we might do a sale on the front end. I can't say that right now because we're still 10, 11 days away from launching. And we haven't figured out if we can do that for a short period of time without messing with some stuff. So I might throw out some kind of sale price at the beginning if you jump on the first week, but I have no idea, to be honest with you, if we can even do that. And on top of that, $29 a month is cheap, you know? And again, there's no trial because at the end of the day, if you're not serious about this shit, like, I don't want you in there. Like, I want to help people that really want help, right? So if you're somebody listening and you want to support me, you love the content, you want exclusive content, you want my training programs to learn from and or use so that you can better your physique, this app is for you, and I could not be more excited about it. So thetailortrainer.com is the website. If you go there and there's just a picture of a phone that says coming soon, it's because it's not the 28th yet. Otherwise, when you go there, you'll see the quote-unquote sales page, landing page, the website that I built for it. And it's a very simple one just to get you to see a little bit about the app, see some of the testimonials from some of the amazing people in the industry that wanted to say a couple things about me for me for this app launch, and then you can download the app in any app store. So I'm excited. Taylor Trainer, 28th of August, Monday, $29 a month. Go check it out, thetaylortrainer.com. Now, we do have some questions, so I'm going to get into these questions. And we're going to try to fly through these ones since we were already short on time. Might only get through a couple. The first question is, if you had to start your business from scratch, what would you do differently? This is such a difficult question to answer. And I think the reality is, and I've gotten this question quite a few times, to be honest with you. So if you're a longtime listener, you might have heard me talk about this before because I've had this question answered. And it would be interesting to hear my previous answers at this point because I think it's probably something that changes over time, I would imagine. But, you know, like, I think that I wouldn't do anything differently necessarily. Ariel said something to us. She quoted somebody. I can't remember who it was, but it was, I wouldn't choose it, but I wouldn't change it. And I think that's a really good way to look at anything like this. Now, I'm going to answer the actual question because I know you guys want an answer, but that's something that I think everybody should write down and think about constantly, because the idea of I wouldn't choose it, but I wouldn't change it is basically saying, if I had to go back and I could choose exactly how something went, I wouldn't choose it for it to go that way. However, I wouldn't change it at this point because that's how I became who I am, right? That thing happening, that process being the way it went, that route, you know, me taking that route or going that path, that is how I became the person I am today. That is how the business became what it is today. That is how anything happened, right? Is by the way it was. So I wouldn't change it because there's a lot that I would not know today. And there's a lot of attributes I wouldn't have, skills I wouldn't possess, people I wouldn't have met, things like that, if it didn't happen the way it did. So I feel that way about the business because the truth is I've made a lot of mistakes over the years, like any business owner. I've also dodged a lot of mistakes because I've hired mentors and I've always had coaches in my life that have helped me steer around some of these mistakes that they saw coming my way or that we both saw coming my way and that I was getting worried about, but they had already experienced and gone through, and therefore they were in a position where they could say, hey, watch out for this. This is coming at you and I know how to dodge it. I'm going to help you out, right? So I think that, that's kind of how I feel about the business and as a whole. I think that for me, like any mistakes I've made helped me build resiliency, build strength. It helped me understand things better. It helped me gather the information I needed to gather in order to, you know, get to the place I wanted to get to and create the thing I wanted to create. So ultimately, I wouldn't change anything. You know, if there was anything that I look back at and I'm like, I wouldn't change it. But if there was something I'd change, I'd probably try to consider changing this. It's tough. I think that I would probably have leaned more into, I don't know. I guess like the best thing for me, like I would have probably mastered one area of content marketing versus all of them. So I've always been a really passionate content creator where in my mind, it's like, I don't like, and there's value in this. So I can't say for sure, but this is probably, I would want to do this differently just to test it. Again, I think the way I did it helped me have the business I have and helped me reach the people I've reached. So I wouldn't change it. But if I had to think of something, it would probably be that, because if I look back and it's like, well, I was doing blog articles, YouTube videos, Facebook lives, Instagram, whatever was trending, podcast, like I was doing everything. And to an extent, we still do, but we definitely lean more heavily on certain things, right? We lean the most heavily on podcasting, Instagram, and articles, because SEO for Google is going to be something that lives forever. And I think that's something that a lot I've always done and I would never have changed, but a lot of people listen to this. If you're a business owner and you didn't do that, I think that's the thing you should have changed from a marketing perspective, because Google hasn't gone anywhere and won't go anywhere. It's not an algorithm based social media platform. It's not a trend. It's the search engine of the world. And therefore, if you can be putting out content online and articles on your website and such that makes your website favored by Google, you're going to be crushing it. You're going to be winning in a sense of putting yourself in the right position to be found by people searching for help. Like literally, right? Nobody searches a hashtag like hashtag how to lose 10 pounds. No, they don't. They go to Google how to lose 10 pounds, right? Like, so, and there's obviously more specific things they search that you can rank for. And I think that's really important. I think the thing I would have done differently if I had to choose something would be to do more of what I've fallen into now. But the problem with that is that me going the route of trying Facebook, trying Twitter, trying Instagram, trying TikTok for a little bit, and I gave up quick because I hate TikTok, trying articles, obviously, podcasting, YouTube. I tried all these things, and I tried the vlogs, like, let me carry a camera around all day, see if this is what, and a lot of people actually like that. I just can't stand doing it. That's not my personality. I like teaching, and then I like privacy with my family and just chilling. I don't like carrying a camera home with me and doing all that stuff. It's just not my thing. But if I look at all the different things I tried, trying all these different things over the years is what allowed me to hone in on what I'm best at and what I like doing most. So by trying all this stuff, I realized, I'm a podcaster and an author or a writer, right? I write articles and I record podcasts. That's basically it. And then my Instagram is like the closest thing to a short form content, right? And I think it is the short form content, right? So I think that's like, to me, that's the biggest like thing I might have changed was like, it's so hard to say, because I would change that by doing just what I do now. Like I wouldn't have focused on all those things. I would have just focused on what I know I'm great at right now. But the only reason I can say that is because I know what I know now. And the only reason I know what I know now is because I tried all those things. And that's why I may not choose it, but I wouldn't change it, right? Because what I did is what allowed me to reach where I'm at and understand what I do today, right? So I probably, that's first thing that I would have changed if I had to start my business from scratch. There's a lot of times I would have been more patient, because I think that, you know, like there's a lot of things that I'm a gunslinger. I'm just like, let's just aim, fire. And it's just like, keep going. And I think it's a double-edged sword, because there's a lot of people in business who they take so long to aim that the target is gone by the time they pull the trigger, right? And they're so hesitant and they procrastinate and they're just waiting and waiting and waiting, and they have to calculate every right decision and think about all the risks and all the stuff. And those people never win. In fact, most people who win, they lean more on the side that I'm talking about, which is you probably don't think enough, you just start firing. And there's been times where that is the only reason I was successful, is because I didn't wait. I didn't even think. I just fired and then I thought about it, right? I'm like, let me take action. Let me jump in, take the risk, and then I'll calculate the risk after I'm already like knee deep in it, right? And it worked out. And there's other times where I'm knee deep in it. I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have done that. That's a waste of money. But the reality is if you're not willing to jump without overanalyzing, you're probably not going to make it very far. So I think if I had to go back, I would probably add a little bit of patience, because I think there was a lot of times where I just pulled the trigger too quick, and I've learned a lot since then. I've been able to make more calculated decisions. And then this is kind of tied to that, so I'll give you one more, because I think this is probably the thing I would have changed actually, because I wouldn't change the way I approach that necessarily. I think I've learned from doing that, and I have better aim now, and I fire just as frequently, but I fire less often, but when I fire, I hit more targets. Because I've fired so many times at so many targets, you learn from that. And I know this is a weird analogy and probably halfway not making sense, but I hope you're following me. But a more specific way of answering that I would have changed, I would have created a very, very, very detail-oriented, clear business plan and life plan for myself and for TCM before I did. I've always had a vision, and that vision has evolved, but I think there's been times where the vision got blurry and I just kept doing the day-to-day, you know, again, aiming and firing and taking action and doing the work in the day and keeping myself busy, right? So if you keep yourself busy, you feel like you're productive, but busyness and productivity are two completely different things. So I think in the business world, what I would have probably done different is I would have created clarity a lot sooner. And I've had moments of clarity and moments of like really just blur. And I think those moments of blur could have been avoided if I created more clarity initially and or had a more well thought out plan. So if I had a more well thought out plan, I would have had more steps and systems in place that allowed me to just basically keep moving forward. And then when we hit a roadblock, I already had a detour set up as a kind of scapegoat or a second plan, because I was well thought out and had a clear vision of where I wanted to go. And when you have a truly clear vision, you can truly understand the plan and the process to get there. And again, it hasn't always been like that. There's been times where I'm very clear and there's times where I'm not as clear, but I think if I could go back, that's something I would have probably really emphasized a bit more. So, yeah, long-winded answer, but I hope that answers it a bit. So, we're going to do one more question, and this one is, it's a really good question. Give me a sec to drink some Rockstar, this, heart attack in a can. I drink too much of this. I'm joking. I'm going to be okay. When hiring a coach, how long should you work with them? So this is a good question for a few reasons. And I'm going to take it a few different directions. I think that there's three types of mentalities you can have with coaching. The first type of mentality is the most common, maybe the most commonly accepted, and the least needed, right? At least on the surface. And what I mean by that is I even tell this to people all the time, because I think that this is kind of, you know, in business, sometimes you have to sell somebody what they want and then give them what they need. And what I mean by that is in this specific scenario, the type of coaching is a shorter process coaching. It's like, hey, at the end of the day, you have a goal. I'm going to get you to your goal. I'm going to teach you how I got you to that goal. And then I'm going to show you how to sustain that goal, right? And so if I have 16 weeks with somebody and they need 12 weeks to diet, I got 2 weeks to prepare for the diet, 2 weeks after the diet to educate them on sustainability, right? 12 weeks to diet. And during that process, I'm going to make sure that I prepare them for the diet. Then I'm going to take them through the diet, getting them a result while teaching them what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and how it's working. And then for 2 weeks, I'm going to educate them on what they need to do next to increase their calories, sustain it, and then eventually maybe go into intuitive eating and no longer tracking stuff. Because part of what a coach's job is to get you from point A to point B and show you the scenery. In fact, what a coach literally is, if you think of like coach purses, is the best way to describe it. I think it stems from Germany, or maybe it's Latin, but for some reason I'm thinking German. But a coach is a carrier, right? It's a horse-drawn carriage, essentially. That's why that's the logo for coach purses and such. And it's to get you from point A to point B. But a good coach is going to show you the scenery along the way, so that next time you go, if you're in a new coach with a new driver with different horses and they don't know the route, you're going to know the route because you watched along the way and you paid attention. Or maybe the driver taught you and told you where you were going, where you were turning, why you were going this way while he was taking you there. He or she was taking you there. Now, that's a weird way of saying coaching is to teach, right? And so you're not in first grade for the rest of your life. However, if you could be taught by the same person from point A to point B, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, all the way till you graduate, I can almost guarantee that you would get more out of it. And the reason you'd get more out of it is because that's more time to connect with that individual and for that individual to shape the person you will become. And the reason I think this is important is because, again, there's going to be people who come on board to our coaching or any other coaching that they just want a result. They're like, look, I don't need no life coaching, mentality, mindset stuff, no mumbo jumbo. Just I want to lose 20 pounds. Help me lose 20 pounds. And that's fine. Right? One of two things is going to happen. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to teach you what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how it works, because that's how you're going to sustain it, hopefully. Right? I can't guarantee everybody's going to sustain it, because at the end of the day, if your mindset shifts as soon as you get done having accountability and you gain the weight back, that's on you. If I give you the tools and I do my part, I did my part. There's going to be people like that. And I'm going to sell everybody on that, because at the end of the day, a lot of times, at least half of the time, while I'm coaching you to that fat loss result, we're going to connect because I'm a good coach. No, I'm a great coach. My team is full of great coaches, and we have the mindset. We have the passion. We have the empathy, and we also have the intensity to actually create authority and trust to get you to create change. You trust us. You buy into our process. We are going to get you the results. We are that confident, but we also have empathy for what you're going through and the lifestyle you live. And we were going to mold this to fit you. That's why it's called tailored coaching method. So half the time I might just get the person the result. But honestly, more than half time, they're going to fall in love with the process. They're going to want more. And now I'm not just their first grade teacher. I'm their first through 12th grade teacher. And I mean that quite literally. There's people that have been with us for years. And literally, multiple years, 2+ years of coaching with us, even though on the call, when they signed up, I was the one that talking to them. And I told them, hey, you're going to learn what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, so that you can do it on your own. Whether that's in 3 months or 6 months or a year from now, you're going to be able to do this on your own, because at some point in time, that's going to come. 2 years later, they're still with us. Why? Because they evolve, they connect, and they want more. And so my answer to this question is pretty simple. If you want surface level results, and I don't mean that in a bad way, like I shouldn't even say surface level because that's a negative thing. If you want aesthetic results, if you're looking for a change, you come to us and you're like, I need to fix my shoulder. It hurts. I have an injury. I want to lift again. Okay. If you want to lose 20 pounds, if you want to build 10 pounds of muscle, if you want to PR your bench, like these are specific goals with outcomes. If that's all you want, we will give you that. And there's nothing wrong with only wanting that. But if along the journey you see more, because you're riding along in this coach, right? If we want to get back to that analogy, you're riding along with your coach on this journey and you see the scenery and you see what's possible and you see how far you can go. You might want to do more. And so when I hear this question, when hiring a coach, how long should you work with them? Ultimately, I think it depends on your initial goal and then what you believe is possible for you with that individual. A lot of times it ends up being a lot longer because, you know, two things. One, you get your goal in 3 to 4 months, but you want to stay for 7, 8, 9 months because you like the accountability, you like the connection, you like the programming for your workouts or the programming for your diet. You love having a community to be involved in. The culture at TCM is undeniable and just irreplaceable. Like, people like to stay because of those things. That's great. And then there's other people who keep evolving, right? I've gone from nutrition coaching to training and nutrition to life coaching with people, literally, and mentoring them because they evolve. And now we're going on year, 2 years strong because they evolve along the way. And so when I think of how long to hire a coach, I think you hire a coach for as long as you need, whether that's 3 months, 9 months, 12 months, 24 months. I'm bad at math. What is that? 36 months, 3 years. There's no end to it. How long should you hire a coach? How long do you want to get better? Honestly, because coaching makes you better. I mean, shit, if I really think about the last decade of my life, I have never not had a coach. And 90% of the coaches I've hired, I always hire for a year. I'm like, all right, if I'm going to get a lot out of coaching, I want to spend a year with you, right? And granted, think of it like this. That's me as a coach who has been coaching for over a decade, right? And so when I hire life coaches or mentors, it's usually 2 years minimum, right? And this is coming from somebody who is a high-level coach. If I wasn't a high-level coach, I probably wouldn't have changed coaches once I found the right one. Why on earth would I go find a different person if this is working so well for me? And if that coach is continuing to evolve and grow, just like everybody else is, on our team is, then they can continue to lead me because as I evolve, they're evolving too, but they're just a few steps ahead of me. So they can always guide me. Whereas myself as a coach, I'm not only getting coached, but I'm coaching other people. So there was a lot of times where I surpassed the coach I was working with. And that's not in a cocky way. It's in a way that I move fast and I grow. And once I grow to your level in business, if I'm hiring you for a business coach, I need to seek somebody out who's on a completely different level spiritually or a completely different level maritally. So their marriage is on fire and they crush it as a dad. I want to learn from them. Then I move on with somebody who's jacked and a bodybuilder and they get that. Okay, cool. Let me absorb that. Right. And if any of one of those areas fall off, I go hire that other person too. Right. You guys would shit a brick if I told you how much I expend on coaching right now because I have multiple coaches. Right. So I'm obviously passionate about this topic, but it's very difficult for me to say how long somebody should work with. I can easily tell you how long it should take to lose fat. You give me a number and you tell me where you're at right now, I'll tell you how long it should take you to lose weight and get to your goal. Right. But that's just your first goal. You should evolve in the coaching process. And if you're not evolving as a human being while coaching with your coach, you're not in the right coaching program. I don't know many people that work with us that don't also say, like, I'm just a different human being. I'm evolving. Like, it's straight up. It's crazy. Like, shout out to Brandon Clark. He just decided to create a video on his own, and it's really good. He's a video guy. And it's telling a story. And, like, this guy lost 75 pounds and is still coaching with us, right? He's been coaching with us for over a year. He's lost 75 pounds. He wants to lose more. And his goal was to be able to get rid of, I mean, sleep apnea, arthritis, depression. Like, he needed energy. He needed to be able to move. He wanted to be a photographer and videographer for motocross. Guess what he does now? He travels with one of the top supercross guys doing his photography and videography. And he's going to keep losing weight, and then he's going to get his own bike, and then he's going to start riding that thing. Like, there's nothing cooler than that. That man has evolved on such a larger scale than just losing 75 pounds. That's what coaching is about. And so when you think about hiring a coach, if you start evolving like we see our clients evolve, there's no end to coaching. Honestly, there doesn't need to be. Why would there be? If you're working with somebody who's always a few steps ahead of you in their journey of evolving, and you want to continue to grow and evolve, and you want to be held accountable to a higher standard of living, what's the reason for stopping? Honestly, if anything, the coaching expense, in my opinion, that's like it's like paying a bill. That's your growth mindset bill. Paying your coaching subscription for us or for whoever else, like, I don't want to say whoever else, because there's a lot of coaching companies that are super, super surface, and they don't really dive deep like we do. We're on a different level with this kind of stuff. But, like, when we work with people and they're, like, maintaining and they're just doing accountability and stuff, they're still working on themselves as a person. And, like, even if they don't make a difference and change or manipulation their diet, and they're just doing the same stuff for a whole month straight because they're working on themselves, that payment is accountability to be a part of a community and a group. And it's like their insurance policy. I pay my insurance, I pay my gas bill, I pay my grocery bill, I pay my phone bill, and then I pay my health and mindset bill. And that's my bill to keep me on this track and keep moving forward. I pay that to make sure I do the work and I grow and I move forward. And if you have that mindset, honestly, you're going to make more money when you're coaching anyway. And we're not going to teach you a thing about business, because you're going to get a raise, you're going to get a bonus, you're going to hustle harder, you're going to work more, you're going to do, like, it's inevitable. So, all right, I got to run. I got to actually have a mentoring call that I got to get to in a few minutes. So I'm going to jump off this podcast, but that was a fun one. Again, guys, Taylor Trainer, it's launching finally. It's been a long way. I'm so unbelievably excited for it. So please go check it out. TheTaylorTrainer.com. $29 a month. It launches on Monday, the 28th. If you're listening to this after the fact, it's already live. Go check it out. Go sign up. Go learn from the exclusive content. Try the programs. I cannot wait to hear from you. If you are interested in coaching, you know what to do. Head over to TaylorCoachingMethod.com. If you love this episode, share it on Instagram by taking a screenshot. Tag me at Cody McBroom. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. Tell a friend. All the things. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I'll catch you next time.